Get down, it's a train! Drink up, it's a train! You are an ugly motherfucker. Remember when I told you I would not kill you? I lied.
Was it your boss or someone you worked with that said there was bull semen in?
Oh yeah, in Monster Energy drink and Red Bull stuff. It's taurine, which is a enzyme produced in a bull's. It's in the bull's semen.
Yeah,
but it's produced in the bull's liver, and that's where they get it for the drink for the taurine.
Well, okay, so taurine is also, I think that's a BCAA, L-taurine, L.
Right.
Carnitine, shit like that.
Creatine.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a BCAA. So is that not the case?
What's a BCAA?
Branch chain amino acids. If you ever worked out in your life, you'd know.
I've worked out in my life and I had no idea.
Oh, bullshit.
Dude, you don't get fucking guns like this, motherfucker.
Put those away, John.
It's the gun show, baby.
No,
I hate
so,
you.
No, so there obviously isn't real
bull semen.
Right.
But it's the same enzyme that's produced in the liver that's also in the semen.
Well, so I got to thinking, is there any like weird ingredients in current products? Now, granted, I'm not talking about like steroided chickens that they inject these.
Right, the GMO stuff.
Which isn't good, man. I mean, but what can you do? Unless your budget is so high.
Well, all right. Yeah. We're raising chickens to feed the world. We export a lot of food product to the other countries.
You know what about chickens, though? You know, just real quick, not to get you off track or nothing, but our power over China is like chicken and shit like that because they have too many people and not enough resources. So when people say, well, we owe China a lot of money. We owe China a lot of money.
We do.
Well, we're also big when giving resources. So if they were to try to pull some shit like, oh, give us some money, and we go, oh, well, we're just going to cut off our resources. I'm just saying, worst comes to worst.
Here's what we're going to do instead. We owe you all this money, and we want to repay you. So now wheat, instead of being $20 a bushel, is $70 a bushel. Well, then get your wheat elsewhere.
Yeah. Go ahead and get those chickens somewhere else.
Yeah. These incredibly large, gigantic, mutated chickens that one chicken can feed a family of 35.
I'm trying to think, is there any, like, ingredients that you know of that are crazy that are in other stuff?
I really don't. I don't look at it a lot because I don't want to be that guy that freaks out because, oh, it's got this, 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 and this in it. I'm counting sodium, I'm counting calories, I'm counting carbs already. I don't care what's in it. As long as it tastes good, I don't care.
Have you ever ate a mountain oyster?
I have not.
No, I haven't either.
I have not eaten a sheep fry either. I've added not testicles of any, except for the ones that are ground up into an occasional hot dog.
Yeah, but you don't know.
No, I've never come across a pig's bull fucking bull hair in my hot dog. It was always rat hair.
I did find all those feathers in my Popeye's meal that one time that I didn't care for.
You ordered the extra combo.
I was in the hood a little bit, so maybe that's what they do. I remember when we took it back, honestly, they go, oh, what wrong with it? And I go, well, it's clucking and there's feathers on it. And they go, yeah.
The leg, I like the foot to be off the leg.
The leg's moving.
He's running for it.
He ran from me. Jenny.
The only thing good at Jenny.
But no, you know.
Red beans and rice is the only thing good at Popeye's.
Obviously, ingredients are. I mean, I hope I don't chug a monster drink and, you know, there's bull semen all in it. But you know what? If it tastes good, then.
It's good for you. I mean, and they come up with so many of these bullshit terms like organic. And guess what? Every fucking thing you ever eat in your life is organic.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like the grass-fed beef thing. Like, dude, you're eating grass-fed beef. Well, wait, what the fuck were they eating before this?
Right.
I want beef-fed beef.
You and Dennis Leary both.
Right?
Yeah, Dennis Leary said he's going to only eat steaks from cows that were fed other cows.
Right. Right?
Just bring it out. I'll cut off what I want and ride the rest back into the kitchen.
Right. It doesn't matter. Grind it into whatever. But I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, Mark did point out the other day. I said something that I've got an appointment with a dietitian in like a week. And she asked me like, what do I eat for lunch and stuff like that. I said, well, we try to do, something healthier like Subway as opposed to McDonald's. And she's like, oh. Subway is not healthy. Their meats are garbage.
They're processed meats.
Well, it's worse than that. Like their chicken breasts are 50% chicken and the rest is like tofu.
Yeah.
It's and Mark had no idea. Mark thought he was going to be Jared part 2.0, except for the child porn, because he's way ahead of Jared on that.
Yeah, he's like 5.0.
He's like 5.0.
His hard drive is just woo.
He's got it set to explode in case of the thing.
Right. If someone types in the wrong password, the hard drive explodes. Fuck. Password being probably something stupid.
It's called the password is hashtag just how old do you think I am? Have you eaten like squid? Or
no, you've seen
shark.
You've seen shark. Yeah,
we grilled shark at our house.
It's I don't like it.
I thought it was great.
Well, you're a fucking
crocodile, alligator, any of that?
No.
Well, Neil Smith's mom used to have a Cajun restaurant way out off 119th back when it was about the only restaurant out there, and I ate a crocodile or alligator there. It was good.
Badger?
Tastes like chicken.
Would you say that you only dabble in Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, Schlitz?
No Schlitz, no Coors.
Hams?
Don't think I've ever had a Hams. Like, I tried PBR once.
Oh, bullshit, dude. You look like a PBR dude. You look like a vintage PBR dude. No, I mean, take off the glasses and you do.
You look like a guy who would drink the beer while beating off the bear.
You look like the fella from Big Bang Theory with those glasses on right now, but Leonard did.
That was the attempt. Not Leonard.
Sheldon?
I want to be the Sheldon.
No, dude. Leonard's
you
doing.
Guys.
No, you know what's crazy? Leonard's doing good on that show, though. He's just. That show's bullshit, too. I'll mention that with The Hunted. You know, dude. That no, I'm not saying it's not a good show, but those guys aren't pulling those chicks, dude. I mean, real life, those guys are not pulling those chicks. I mean, maybe the Sheldon dude with that ugly bitch from Blossom or whatever, maybe that's legit, but...
Do you know she has, like, a genius level IQ?
Why do I give a fuck?
Just random information. Something.
She looks like she should be a genius. Could you imagine looking like that and having, like, a 58 IQ? Then
you are going anywhere.
Girlfriend
life.
Material for me. Got those truck nuts she calls an ass. No, so you know, your foray into craft beer. Because you're not, John's a liquor guy. I mean, not now that he's losing digits by the fucking day. The 10 days of Christmas is like the 10 toes of John. I mean, and one's gone.
Hanging nine.
So craft beers is just not your fucking thing.
Well, beer period is an acquired taste. The first beer I ever drank was a Budweiser, and I fucking hated it.
What age?
I was 18.
Oh, no shit. The first beer I drank was a Miller Genuine Draft when I was 8, because my dad gave me a drink of it. And then he said, like, oh, well, pour it on Anch, boy, see what happens. And I said, Dad, I love you.
Yeah, my parents didn't keep any types of alcohol in the house, so I wasn't exposed to it.
That's kind of hard to believe.
But. Well, they didn't drink. And
that's why you got all these DUIs, because they didn't.
You
finally got a hold of beer and you're.
Once I got into college.
First time you've seen porn.
Everybody.
And by the way, porn on a 56K internet? Shit sucked, man. You would get down to the tit and then it would just stop. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Resume your story.
But
when you're a badge guy and you got 56K and it stops at the tit, hashtag what? Where the V? Arnold, where's the V?
That's the V.
Go ahead, Arnold.
Where's the V?
All right, back to Badger. So the only good thing about craft beers, and I'll honestly say this, I think a lot of people that are like, oh, craft beers are delicious. I can taste these cacao. You know, these cacao beans, and oh man, I taste the, what the fuck are you looking at me? Facebook Live this so fucking quick. No, seriously. The hops, man. Oh my God. This is just like a fucking mouthgasm. A lot of the shit does taste like shit. So like when I look at craft beers, because they're expensive, period, they're overpriced as fuck. Do you really think they cost even as much more than like making one of those Budweiser? No, they really don't.
$5.50 to craft a piece. No.
Oh, that's cheap, dude. They're selling them. But what I'm saying is, if I'm going to spend the money, I'll go 12-13% ABV, baby, because why not? I mean, you're picking something that's almost three times as strong. You're going to lessen how many you drink. You know,
that's probably why they jack up the price. Because you drinking 12 of those to get you a buzz, whereas you only got to drink, you know, five of the others to.
We discussed this last night about alcoholism. It's cheaper to be in a liquor alcoholic than it is to be a beer drinking alcoholic. We talked about that. Instead of buying a case of beer, you can buy a handle of fucking Wild Turkey or Vodka or fucking. It lasts you a lot longer.
Depends.
So what I do with craft beers. What do you mean depends? That's what.
Well,
yeah.
I worked with.
Because you're
with
shitting
a guy.
Yourself. Listen.
No, I worked with a guy.
Don't fucking talk. I'll edit you. No, but. It's serious. If you can buy a handle for $12.
I had a guy that I worked with that would buy the handles of Jack Daniels, but he would buy the entire box of the handles where they would have like five.
Like six of them. There's six of them, yeah.
Six of them in a box, yeah. He would buy that all at once and drop, you know, 100 or 100, whatever it costs at Sam's Club to get it. And that would last him for a month.
Yeah, probably $50 or something. No, I don't know.
But whenever he would mix it.
It wouldn't even be 100, dude, to be honest.
A full glass of Jack and then, you know, a splash of Coke. And he'd have three or four of those a night.
I've worked with people that go into the bathroom, whether it be women or men. You know, women can put it in their purse.
My boss had gotten some moonshine out of Kentucky.
I bet he has.
And
fuck him.
Yeah, he had it in his truck, and he's just like, here, take a pull on this. So I'd take a drink, and smooth as shit.
What was he talking about?
The moonshine.
Oh, a little tug on it?
Yeah, I wasn't tugging on nothing else. Badger don't swing that way.
Liar!
Please, Arnold. I will.
You've kept
your
job for a while, and I'm not sure why. Badger, real quick, and we won't dive into this unless we're doing the other podcast. Do you believe people have landed on the moon?
Yes.
Send it over to Arnold.
Of course.
Now, what? Have they since
the first time? You think we only went once?
Yeah, no, we do.
No, we went all the times.
We go all the time.
No,
we
haven't gone.
All right, go back to bed.
We haven't gone.
No, I understand. I'll mute you.
I think we went to the moon. What?
All the time is what John said. We're there now. You think so?
I do.
Okay.
I think that we landed on it, set foot on it twice. And then we had, what was it, Apollo 13 that had major issues and had to go around the moon and slingshot home. So they never actually landed on it.
Do you know how much it costs to go to the moon?
Oh, fuck, quite a bit. Right now, it costs nothing because we don't go to the moon. We haven't been to the moon since.
Does it cost? How much did it cost?
Oh, I'm not sure. Right off the top of my head, I'm sure it was probably the equivalent of, you know, $100 billion of today's money.
Okay, so it's actually the equivalent of $500
million. $500 million?
Of today's money.
Really?
Yeah.
That's called a fucking bargain in government standards.
No, I mean, what they're starting to do is they're going to go back soon. And what they're doing is offering rich people a deposit. And then when it happens, they have to pony up.
But that's private companies. That's not government.
No, no, it is. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about going to the moon in general. I don't give a fuck about the government going to the moon.
Well, there's a big difference.
No, all I'm saying is how much it costs to go to the moon is what I'm bringing up as a topic. I asked you if we went to the moon, then how much it costs to go. I don't give a fuck. And you can go right now.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're getting at then. Just the...
But it's like a $50 million deposit. Just to claim your spot.
Well, that's like 10 times less than what it costs for us to originally go to the moon.
James Cameron does shit like this. You can't blame them. They get the money to do it. Would you do it? Now, would you, if you had the money, would you want to go to the moon?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, fuck that. Really? Why?
I'm intrigued by...
I bet you are.
...outer space.
Yeah.
That's retarded. It's utterly retarded. Wait, you're going to go up there, you're going to kick some fucking moon sand around on the goddamn thing, and then get back in your space shuttle and come back for $50 million?
If you get 10 other idiots to do it.
Right, I mean, you know how much more fun you could have here on Earth with a third of that money? A tenth of that money?
Unfortunately, you know what I would use $50 million for here? I'd hate to.
You could buy a pizza shop in Washington, D.C. and do some fun stuff. Yes. Comet pizza.
No, but you would. If you could, man, space just doesn't fucking intrigue me.
Really?
Nah. What do you think about the new thing they found, with the seven planets? What is that called? The Tier 1 or?
TRAPPIST-1 is seven planets that sit in a very hospitable zone that could sustain human life. It's right in that area where the planets are real comfortable around their sun. Their sun isn't as big or as hot as ours, so they sit a little bit closer to it, but it's very hospitable for human life.
11,250 years to get there. Richard Branson's going to be dead as a motherfucker.
Well, they've been working on different types of technology rather than rocket technology. Which is weird, to go through space.
As far as the laws of physics go, you can get to TRAPPIST-1 in a human lifetime. 40 years traveling at the speed of light. Now it makes it more of an engineering problem than it is a physics problem, which is, it's stupid.
If you travel at the speed of light and I'm sitting here on Earth watching you, it takes me 40 years to watch you. With you, it's instantaneous. Time does not pass whenever you travel at the speed of light.
What you see in the sky may not necessarily be there. Because, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, well, these stars are billions of light years away.
There's alien life out there, right? Right?
Yes, scientists.
Whether it's TRAPPIST-1 or not.
Well, yeah.
They're not going to look like us. Do you think they visited?
Ooh.
Just real quick. Man. No, we have another podcast about it that we can fucking spend 4 hours on.
I don't know. Just because you don't have any evidence of it?
No, I believe they have because of all that crazy weird shit that was going on in the South American jungles with the weird, the Mayan calendars and all that. So a lot of that stuff was stuff that they didn't have the technology for it. It's all happening, man.
Whoa.
It's all happening, man.
Whoa.
It's all happening, man. All right, Badger. We got a lot going on in the news today about our great capital. Some of it's real news, some of it's fake news. What was the big news story of the week for you? What was the one that said, oh, that's for me?
Well, something that I actually seen, I think it was either yesterday or it was this morning, on something that's hit the news, is Donald Trump is now calling out Barack Obama, stating that he had his people wiretapped so that he could lay little landmines for the administration once they transition. Donald Trump is calling him out.
I heard that he accused him of wiring Trump Tower in October, right before the election.
Yes, so
that's Watergate all over again, isn't it?
Possibly, but it's very concerning because it implies that just like the whole Watergate fiasco, where you had the Republicans spying on Democrats for political gain, Nixon erased 12 minutes of the tapes and wasn't very forthcoming in his testimony, end up getting impeached. But you have what we have going on now is you have an Some people are saying it's an insurrection within the bureaucracy of Washington, D.C. Others are saying, no, that's not it at all. That's conspiracy theory shit. It's hard to tell because of the fake news deal that's going on.
Well, a lot of it sounds like a coup. They're attempted coups.
Yeah, that's another term for it, is a soft coup.
If this happened in the Philippines, we'd certainly call it a coup.
Yeah, well, we probably wouldn't. All we'd be hearing about is these people's obituaries, because
Coups over there are a lot more violent.
Oh yeah, he'll just take them out of office and they'll disappear. You know, some Saddam Hussein shit.
And his widow has 7,000 pairs of shoes.
How many?
7,000 pairs of shoes. If they'll remember Marcos, Imelda Marcos, she supposedly had like 7,000 pairs of shoes.
That is a ridiculous amount of shoes.
Well,
that seems like a psychological problem.
Do you watch Last Week Tonight? Do you have on HBO?
No, I don't have HBO.
It's a really left-leaning.
What isn't left-leaning on HBO?
But it's hilarious. It's still funny.
Bill Maher's hilarious.
I don't think Bill Maher's hilarious.
Yeah, he's
Bill Maher is ridiculous.
He can be ridiculous. Some of his shit's pretty funny.
Some of his stuff, I can't hardly stand to listen to him talk. But John Oliver used to be on The Daily Show. So you know where Colbert and John Stewart and him couldn't get any more left. They had to stand on each other's head so they'd be the same far left. But like last week, he was talking about President Trump. I'm going to start off by talking about President Trump, two words that sound as good together as walrus porn or... I mean, that's the tenor of his respect for the president of the United States.
Well, you start out a commentary like that, and fuck you.
Yeah, well, that's the way he starts his half-hour show. But they did a great, it was a great piece about Putin. And how he's suspected of stealing almost $38 billion from the treasury, because his net worth is over $40 billion. And that...
How do you accumulate that?
Well, you steal it from your fucking people.
You go in, you nationalize their business, you take it from them.
What else? You also some of the people, or a lot of the people that oppose him, seem to just... A couple of them, car wrecks here, car wreck here. Now, that's straight out of the Clinton playbook. The suicide where you get shot in the back 12 times. Vince Brown.
Legit, yeah.
Very much. I mean, maybe he's hiring the Clintons to do that shit for him.
I don't know. Russia's always been very rogue whenever it comes to deposing of their political enemies.
Oh, yeah. Back to Rasputin or whatever, where they stabbed him and poisoned him and drowned him and end up drawing and cornering him to finally kill him.
What was it here just a few years ago? You had the one guy, the Russian ambassador that died of poisoning, and he was he had a lot of criticism for Putin. I don't think that he was exactly a political enemy, but he'd come out in the last year or two of his life.
At least two of his rivals have died on his birthday.
That's just
that doesn't
way
just,
too
that does, that's too convenient.
Yes, that's very convenient.
But if you get a chance, you should YouTube it. you go to John Stewart, I'll
definitely
Putin,
look it up.
Or this last week tonight on Putin. It's a good 10, 15 minutes, but it's a good, and it shows lots of video of him doing crazy shit. Like people that are supporters of Putin, they have people who are talking like in parliament or whatever, trying to talk in parliament, and they're flying these little drones that have fucking dildos on them around in the parliament while they're trying to talk.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was.
That sounds hilarious.
It was hilarious.
I wish the Republicans would have done that for the last 8 years. I would have got a kick out of it. It'd have been funny. But I think that's called, you know, breaking decorum. Yeah, decorum.
But, so that's a filibuster.
Yeah. Now this once again, here we go back to this talk of Russia. And this is what I find very interesting about the dichotomy of this argument is you had back whenever Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, and our foreign policy, I believe, was not good at all whenever Barack Obama was in office. I mean, yeah, well, look at all the strife that's going on in the world now. I understand the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq needed to be ended. We didn't have a clear vision. It was basically nation building is all we were doing, and it was stupid. It was ridiculous.
It was a modern version of Vietnam. We're over there for indefinite amounts of time with no clear goal line of what is victory.
No clear goal line. Very, very crappy rules of engagement that got a lot of people killed over there. A lot of our servicemen injured and killed.
They're fighting. They're trying to fight a war on CNN instead of fighting the war with the enemy.
Yes. Yes. It was a war of words. It was a war of ideas rather than a war being fought with tanks and guns and planes.
We were using ideas. They were using explosives.
Well, yeah. But the thing is, go back and look at World War II. We'll talk about the Greatest Generation. What did these guys do over in Europe whenever they battled the Nazis? It was no holds barred. You saw a Nazi, you killed him.
That's right.
You didn't hesitate. They didn't have rules of engagement. They didn't have lawyers over there telling, you know, what they could do, what they couldn't do, what the world was going to say if they did this. No, it was strictly about going over there, beating the enemy to a bloody pulp, obliteration,
and then coming home. The news people that were dropping behind lines with the World War II guys were on our side. They were trying to portray the America as the best possible America.
Well, not only that, but they were reporting news. They weren't reporting propaganda like they do today. There's always a narrative. Every time you watch news, and it doesn't matter if it's conservative news or if it's liberal news. Fox News.
I have terrible problems with all the newscasts because they don't. I do not need to know about a truck overturning and cows getting loose on a highway in Wyoming.
That was big news in Kansas City the other day.
I understand. Was that Friday? I mean, but people in Wyoming don't need to know that because guess what? It's not news for them.
Yes. And that's true. But the way that I look at it is, out of all the news networks, out of all the major ones, cable and mainstream, Fox News seems to be the most fair and balanced, even though there is a conservative slant to it. But you also have liberals that are on the show. The one old boy that had his nose broke. What the hell was his name? I can't stand him. Geraldo Rivera. I can't stand him. Bob Beckham.
Well, and you
that's on the five.
I don't know, but you have to have, you need to have one conservative slanted news program to counter the 12 liberal.
Yes, and I you say that that's a necessity now, but back in the day it wasn't a necessity. The idea of news was just to report
the truth.
Yes, report the truth, lay out the facts, let the people decide. You know, and now everything that we listen to is straight propaganda, and it sucks.
And you got guys who were at one time good newsmen like Dan Rather opening his mouth and the worst kind of liberal bullshit pouring out of it. He loses every amount bit of credibility he ever had.
Exactly. That what he worked to build for the 30 or 40 years he was in the industry, got destroyed whenever he tried to wreck George Bush with some of the weird lies that he came up with. And yeah, this stuff, this is why we have such a hard time discerning what is actually going on with Trump, with Russia, with the Democrats.
How can we fix it?
Oh, man. You have to get these people to get back to journalism. But the thing is you go to J school. Go to any journalism school in the country. Who runs the schools now?
Liberal
They're
left.
They're very liberal people.
Well, it's liberal arts. They call it liberal arts.
Yes. And so they teach these people that, you know,
America's bad. We're the problem.
Well, that's an underlying. They don't just straight come out and say, oh, you know, America's the worst. But you see this weird shit that comes out whenever it says, you know, oh, we can't tell these other countries they're bad because look at our history. We've got black eyes because of slavery. And it's just like, hey, listen, we were the first country in the world. Well, maybe not the first country. I think there was other countries before us that outlawed slavery. But it was a big, big deal when it happened here. And that's what we call progress. That's real progress.
Well, and that's what you want in your yes. in your government.
Yes.
Is to move forward.
But it was 250 years ago. Or not 250. It was over 150 years ago at this point that we eliminated slavery. Why are we still hanging on to that? Yes, it's a black eye, but we've moved on. Let's put that shit in the past. Do we hold the moral high ground in the world? I kind of think we do. But it seems like we're regressing because what do we fight for now? We fight for the idea of silencing certain people that we don't agree with their ideas. You know, I don't want to silence you. Milo, he possibly a shady individual now. You know, who knows? Jury's out on him. But it doesn't take away from the fact that he does say some things that I agree with.
Well, I mean, his narrative is still his narrative, no matter what he did 20 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't discredit the man's ideas. Bill Maher, whenever you talk to him about radical Islam, he'll say it like it should be said. He'll say, yeah, Islam has a problem because it refuses to admit that these people exist. They say they're not real Muslims, but they're going and doing things in the name of Islam.
I mean, that's how they try to talk around it. They say the people that are those radical guys are not Muslims because they're not following the tenets of the Quran. But guess what? They consider themselves Muslims, and you guys don't demonize them in your own church.
Well, because we've gotten to this point now where the thought that you target somebody, profiling. The idea of profiling has somehow been made something negative. But if you go over to Israel, you talk to a security advisor in Israel, the guy that's the top security manager at Ben Gurion Airport, you know how many terrorist attacks they've had at Ben Gurion Airport? You don't ever hear about them. You know why? Because they fucking profile people. He will tell you that. We profile because we are surrounded by enemies. Yeah, because it works. And people get butthurt about it because, oh, you're doing this just because I'm black. Well,
I'm doing that because you're black between these ages and this thing, blah, blah, blah. And that's the target audience of the terrorists.
But this area, where you're at right now, the vast majority of the crime being committed is probably by a young black man that is in this area. So you profile. This whole deal in Kansas City, you remember whenever they come out with the report that showed that 80% of the stops in one section of the city was minority individuals. And everybody was all up in arms about it. Well, whenever you go back and you look at the statistics of the people who lived in the area, 83% of the people that lived there were minorities. They were Hispanic. They were Latino. They were Asian. They were, black. But it was all minorities. There was just a huge amount of minorities that lived in these areas. So, of course, the majority of the stops are going to be minorities in that area.
Because the majority of the people are minorities.
Yes. So that only makes sense. But we have this huge outcry. Oh, well, we can't do that. That's racism. Well, now you're starting to water down the definition of racism.
Well, I'm going to talk about the shooting that happened in Olathe. Hate crime? No hate crime.
I would say based on the guy's comments, it was definitely based on the fact that these people were of a different skin color, different from different areas. He specifically said that.
Well, he said, yeah, there's no place for you in this country.
Yeah, get out of my country.
That is not, I know a person who works in that bar.
Okay.
This guy who is the shooter is a regular in that bar.
Wow, wasn't he from Clinton, Missouri?
He is from Clinton, Missouri.
That's
he
a
is,
hell of a way to drive.
He is in that bar frequently, is what I'm told. He has a history of getting drunk and getting grabby with waitresses. And evidently, what I'm being told was he inappropriately grabbed the waitress. These two gentlemen asked the management to have him removed. So he went out and got his gun and came back and yelled at these guys, get out of my goddamn country, and shot them because they had him removed from the bar. Not racially motivated, but the media is sure making it racially motivated.
Yeah, see, I didn't even hear the entire story. And look where I've got
plenty of my liberal friends who are up in arms because Donald Trump hasn't addressed this shooting in Kansas.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
About a white guy shooting
out of all the crimes.
Indian guy. Yeah.
How many times does he have to stand up and denounce the desecration of Jewish cemeteries? What, we had three in the last week?
Well, right. And you know what? It's his fault.
It's
the
how?
Liberals are saying because he made hate okay. The people who
no,
hate
he didn't.
Well, that's their
I know, that's the narrative. That's their story.
That he came out with his racism and stuff in his campaign, and he made those closet haters feel like it was okay to come out of the open.
Well, and see, here's the thing, because you can't go back and find me quotes where Donald Trump makes racial remarks. As a matter of fact, he's trying to reach out to the inner cities, and he's wanting to build up infrastructure, get the schools straightened out.
There were statements he made during the campaign.
Like what? Provide me with an example.
Like calling the all of the people that are coming over from Mexico rapists and murderers and thieves.
He didn't say all of them were rapists.
Most of them. Yeah, a lot of bad guys.
Yeah, he said there's a lot of bad guys, which it's very, very true.
It's true. Because about 4 million of the 11 million that are here are criminals.
Well, all of them are criminals. If you're here illegally, you're breaking the law.
That's true.
But we...
Well, Mexican criminals.
Yeah, well, you know, the vast majority of them are from Mexico.
No, I mean, they were criminals in Mexico, and now they're over here.
Well, yeah. I mean,
because they had video of prison buses pulling up and unloading people by the border.
Oh, I imagine. I imagine.
Damn, we're not going to feed and clothe you fuckers. Go over to America.
Yeah. But the thing is with these targeted ICE raids, they are looking, they have like 70,000 felons that are illegal immigrants that they are out trying to arrest and deport.
And Mexico's saying we're not going to take them.
Well, because some of them,
they're not from Mexico.
Yes, that's the conundrum, is the fact that we are going to take them, drop them off in Mexico, but they may be from Honduras.
Well, I don't know if that I don't know that I think that's right. Maybe we need to ship them to Honduras or Guatemala.
Well, the issue is they are coming through Mexico, though.
Well, and if
Mexico allows them to come through.
To enter.
Yes, and what's interesting is Mexico has a wall on their southern border. They've built a wall to try to keep out these other people. But for the most part, I think they understand, and I would have to go back and get some evidence, but I've heard that our State Department, whenever Barack Obama was there, they spent millions of dollars advertising things like SNAP. All the benefits, all the welfare benefits that immigrants could get by coming to the country. And then you look at the uptick of the amount of people that come in, once they start talking about...
It's cause and effect.
Well, yeah. You advertise this, and then you go out into the media, and you directly state, oh, we're not going to enforce this immigration law. People are flooding the border. They're bringing their kids here. Then he started talking about DACA, the Deferred Action on Immigration.
Right. I've been having lots of conversations with the Hispanics that I work with about the DACA, two DACA guys that got arrested with the sweeps, the one up in Portland or whatever, who was living with his father, who's been deported 8 times since 2006.
Yeah, but wasn't that kid a gang member?
He said, I used to run with the gang, but I don't anymore. He was still brandishing a gang tattoo. Yeah, and guess what? If you're not running with a gang, they make you get rid of those gang tattoos.
Well, not only that, but I think that he had been interviewed several times, and they said that he gave conflicting statements every single time.
Well, and he had just been arrested for a speeding ticket, like within weeks of him. And he was living with a guy who was a convicted drug trafficker who'd been deported 8 times in 10 years. Then you were swept up by being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, not only that, but you are a criminal. You have gang associations.
Nuisance are a public.
Under Donald Trump's Title 8, 1182F powers, he has the power to deport any class of alien at any time.
Right. The DACA doesn't protect you if you are a public danger. I think that's the word, the phrasing is public danger. And gang members are public dangers. I didn't have any problem with it. And all they did was pick him up. They picked him up, and because Seattle is being, you know, it was Seattle.
Washington State has now been declared a sanctuary state.
Well, and so the feds picked him up in Seattle and had to take him to Tacoma to the federal place where they could hold him. So guess what? Paperwork took a lot longer to get through. You know what? If the police would just cooperate with the federal government, he would have been out there 3 or 4 days earlier. So put that on Washington State. That's not Donald Trump's fault.
Well, and what the states, this is the ridiculous argument that the states are making. Are they saying that whenever we catch these guys and we are told to hold them by federal authorities, we have to feed these guys, sometimes we have to clothe them, we have to house them, and we don't get reimbursed by the federal government. So that's why we don't hold illegal immigrants whenever ICE asks us to detain them. That's what some of them have done. They release them back out on the street. I mean, how many times have we seen illegals that have multiple DUIs? The guy that killed Kate Steinle in San Francisco. He'd been convicted of a bunch of other stuff, like 7 or 8 different things.
And then the other one they got down in Texas was they caught him with 2 ounces of marijuana on him in a park after it was closed.
That's every other person around Kansas City.
He's an artist. He does art with Legos. He builds Legos shit. And he mentors grade school kids and stuff. One day a week, he's a mentor. And he's turned his life around. He was a troubled youth and blah, blah, blah. But, all right, marijuana is illegal in Texas. You're smoking marijuana. That makes you a criminal.
Well, that plus you are here illegally.
Well, he has a DACA, though. He had a DACA.
Yeah, but DACA can be turned off. Well, just like that.
Especially if you get caught breaking the law.
Yeah, well, and DACA, I think that was one of the things, is DACA didn't protect criminals.
Right. If you get convicted of a crime,
yeah,
then
that was more garnered around the children that had been brought here several years ago, because I think there was a time limit. You had to be here.
Well, yeah, you had to live a majority of your life. You had to come over before you were of a certain age. I think it's before 10 or 12, and had lived with a majority of your life here. Because I mean, it's not really fair to send a dude who came over when he was 4. And has nobody in Honduras. He doesn't know anybody in Honduras. To ship him back to Honduras is kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's been, now here he is 24. He's been living in the country for 20 years.
Right.
He's gone to American schools. He speaks English. He may have a job.
But then at the same time, you got the girl in Texas, the illegal alien who they caught voting in the last 6 elections. And you want to talk about, no, there's no voter fraud. Well, yeah, there is right here a voter fraud. She got 8 years in prison. Or 6 years in prison.
Well, ICE picked her up. They were going to deport her. She'd already been convicted of a prior felony for stealing somebody else's identity.
Should have been. Yeah, she did. She had to vote.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think it was because she was...
She just marched. She was
using
a citizen.
It for benefits as far as... I think it was Social Security benefits.
Well, I mean, and it's the...
I think that was like 7 or 8 years ago whenever she got that felony.
It's the whole... My problem with the immigration, besides the fact that they will not acknowledge that even though they're here illegally, they don't... I'm here because I want to better my life. Still a crime. Yeah. You know, if my uncle's got money and I'm in the will and I kill him, it's still murder. But it would better my life if he was dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Do you get that money? Even though you're in the will?
I don't think so. Because you can't.
Now you're being charged with murder and you're going to prison.
Well,
and they take that right from you.
Well, they take it from you because you can't profit from your crime. I mean, that's one of the big things.
Exactly. That, yeah. So, that's so why you look can't at write an illegal alien. Are they profiting from crime?
Sure they are. They're hand over fist. And I don't like the term immigration because... Especially on the Mexican border, it's infiltration. Yeah. It's not immigration.
Immigration denotes a process.
And infiltration is I snuck in and I'm staying. Yeah. And whether they sneak in with using someone else's ID who has papers and then they just stay, or whether they pay a coyote to drive them up in the back of an El Camino behind the seats, or whether they're crawling through the Arizona desert, whatever they got to do. To get here, I understand completely their need and their want to better their lives, to better their family's lives, to go where the opportunity is, because there's no opportunity in Mexico.
Very little.
Unless you're selling drugs for the cartel. Yes,
unless you are in a cartel.
In crime, there is very little opportunity. But...
Or a politician.
And I don't necessarily believe that building a huge wall along the border... is going to stop it.
I think it will slow it down quite a
bit. I think if Donald Trump builds a 30-foot wall, he's going to invest in a 31-foot ladder company first.
Very true. Those arguments have been made. The way to...
And they tunnel. And they're tunnel. And shovels. It's crazy. Immigration is terrible. It's a terrible thing. There's the part of me that when you talk about immigration reform, I have a heart. You have a heart for those families. I don't want to go take somebody's mom and dad and send them back to Mexico and leave these 8-year-old orphans here. Nobody wants to do that. But all right. Most people don't want to do that. But isn't it incumbent upon the parents to realize that if I'm going to have children here, that's a possibility? Isn't it incumbent upon the parents that I'm a father and I need to get food to feed my kids? If I go rob a liquor store to get money to feed my kids and I get arrested and thrown in jail or sent away, I made that choice for my kids.
Yeah, but here in this country, what happens to those kids?
Those kids go right onto the system to get that free money, money. The Dwayne Johnson of podcasts. When it gets in trouble, I come in and save it.